USA Radio News with John Hunt.
One in three parents does not intend to have their child vaccinated for the flu this season, according to a new poll, despite the potential threat of a second wave of COVID-19. Health officials have increasingly emphasized the importance of vaccinations this year, in part to limit stress on the healthcare system during the coronavirus pandemic. If the flu is not controlled, hospitals could become overwhelmed by dealing with both. Despite this, 32% of parents say their child is unlikely to get a flu vaccine, according to the recent national poll on children's health. Many of the parents say they are worried about the side effects of the flu vaccine, and meanwhile, other parents believe the flu vaccine is not necessary or effective. As early as April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began encouraging all Americans to consider getting a flu shot immediately. And if you're unvaccinated, it'll be tough to tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The staggering numbers of shootings in the city of Chicago continue to rise, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Chicago police say 9 people were killed and at least 42 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the weekend. Speaking with reporters, Police Superintendent David Brown calls it senseless violence that left innocent young children shot and killed.
The young people who have been shot and killed through senseless violence, innocent young children, you know, really young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old.
The majority of the shootings took place on the city's south and west sides.
Amazon is aiming to kickstart the holiday shopping season early this year. The company is holding its annual Prime Days over 2 days in October after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to postpone the sales event from July. It's the first time Prime Day is being held in the fall, and Amazon is positioning it as a way to get people to start their holiday shopping. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo extended the state's moratorium on evictions through the end of the year. The statewide moratorium, which was scheduled to expire at the end of this week, will be extended till January 1st for residents that have had financial hardships during the coronavirus pandemic. New York put a stop to evictions on March 20th near the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. A New York State moratorium on commercial evictions and foreclosures is still in effect until October 20th. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers are reportedly at risk of eviction when the policy expires as the state struggles to regain its financial footing after a severe coronavirus outbreak in the spring. The shaking of hands between the candidates and the moderator is a long-standing tradition at presidential debates, but amid the coronavirus pandemic, that tradition has now been thrown out the window due to COVID-19 considerations. The Commission on Presidential Debates says that when President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee face off at the first of three debates, there will be no handshakes between the candidates or the moderator, anchor Chris Wallace. The tradition, which dates back nearly half a century, was broken 4 years ago when Trump and 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton didn't shake hands at the start of their second and third presidential debates. The Bipartisan Commission, which has been organizing and producing presidential debates over the last 3 decades, also announced that once on stage, the two candidates will not need to wear a mask. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.